Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You are listening to Max and Friends and To The Max on LA Talk Radio. What a pleasure to have everyone here tonight on Sunday evening. We've got Tamara, my co-host, running around like a chicken with her head cut off, but she'll be in the studio in just a minute, so when she's here, I'm going to greet her with open arms. Nonetheless, you guys, we've got an amazing show tonight. We've got the guys coming on from the new National Geographic show, Rescue Inc. They'll be on shortly, and we've got some other great guests in the studio tonight of Max and Friends here at LA Talk Radio. But before that, I've got to say, next stop, Grand Central. That goes to Steven. Adele, happy birthday. Akil, I love you. And what's going on, girl? Anyway, a bunch of stuff going on this week, you guys. We've got a busy week with the holidays, and you know I'm going to plug next week's show before this one's even finished, because we have Max's Favorite Things giveaway next week, December 13th, right here on LA Talk Radio. I've got to give a great big thank you, you guys, to our in-house trendsetter star, Wayne Scott Lucas. You know, this show tonight was inspired because my dog, Spencer, got hit by a car and killed the day before Thanksgiving, and Wayne sent me a book called Dog's Heaven. And when I received that book, I said, you know what, I'm going to do a show for people tonight whose animals and pets are their family, because I considered Spencer really like my family. He was my little son. I would come home and he was there. You know, it's you get into fights with people, you come home and Spencer's there ready to greet you no matter what your mood is, whether you're happy or sad. And he was a little rock star. 13 years we had him. And someone one day decided to drive too fast down the highway and hit him. Not a good thing. But I called my dear friend Heather Kovar at News 12 in Connecticut, and we did a story about it on the news to tell people to slow the fuck down. Sorry for cursing everyone, but I got to keep it real, because otherwise you don't get it. You know what I mean? And this is LA Talk Radio. We get to say what we want. But nonetheless, Christmas is here. So we got little Spencer, who's our little angel here at LA Talk Radio. We're calling Tamara Bowman, my co-host.
Hi, I'm pulling here.
I'm here, Tamara.
Hi.
Girl, I'm sweating. When you're not in the studio, I sweat. I'm like, where is Tamara? I can't do this. You know, I used to do this by myself, everyone, until I got my co-host. And I'm sweating, thinking, oh, my God, I need Tamara to back me up. Welcome.
Oh, my.
Tamara, we can't even waste another minute, because we've got, there's a show, you know it, Tamara.
Oh.
National Geographic Rescue Inc. Can we talk about it for a second?
Bring it on.
They are tough guys with big hearts. That's what they've been quoted as. These guys used to meet in Dunkin' Donuts to figure out how they were going to get their next mission on to rescue animals. And now they've turned into Rescue Inc. They have their own clubhouse. And you know what? They are doing their thing across the East Coast right now, I think. We're going to have them on right now. We've got Joe Pants and Big Ant on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. You guys here, what's up? Pull up your mics and welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Tamara?
How are you?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Do you guys have any rescues in the last week?
Every day.
Sure, plenty of them.
Every day. You know
what happened?
Well, we've got to talk about one thing. You know, you guys, we've had, first of all, there's a bunch of you on the show. There's Bosto, Eric, Johnny Q, and G. Have you added any more to your rescuing
Johnny o.
family?
Johnny O.
Johnny O. I have Johnny Q.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
Johnny O. There you go. But nonetheless, you guys really, you do your thing. You know, and you've been quoted as tough guys with big hearts. And every time I watch your episodes, I don't know how you keep your cool, because I would just like want to knock some people out.
Yeah, well, we got to keep our cool, because if we don't keep our cool, you can't rescue an animal from a jail cell, you know what I mean?
You can rescue different animals from a jail cell, right?
that's a different show.
Another show.
A different show. Now, the minute that I knew we were going to have you guys on tonight, when I spoke to Mary, right away I put the word out, and people have been texting me, emailing me, and they want to know a few things. They want to know right off the bat what happened to the pit bull in Philly, the one that was murdered.
Which one? The one that was set on fire?
The one that you guys had that $6,000 reward. They hung the dog?
Well, what happened was we went down there and we you know, went around the neighborhood. We shook everybody up. We got a couple of leads. We got a really good lead. We got a lead on the person, and the person, you know, everybody that needs to know who the guy is knows who he is, and it's just a matter of time before he's caught.
So he's still haven't been caught.
He hasn't been caught yet, but there's only so long you could hide.
That's right.
Wow.
Believe me, he ain't doing it no more, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, after you guys show up. The funniest thing, Tamara, in the clip that I was watching in the show, you know, they all show up, and these guys are all impressive looking. They're huge. They're tattooed. They show up there, and one of the black dudes was like, I thought you all were the KKK. When I saw that, I was just dying. And they're like, no, we just want to save some animals. And I think, you know, it's that image that everyone thinks, you know, here we've got the dog warden. She's a cute little blonde in Connecticut. But you know what? You send a cute little blonde out, you're not going to get the reaction you get when you send out the rescue.
You know, we're an in-your-face approach to ending animal abuse and neglect. We do whatever is necessary within the means of the law. That's what our lawyer tells us to say.
Well, you know, we're
That's
all
what
Italian,
we say before
too.
We get things started, you know?
You know,
we,
I have
we deal with very abusive situations, too. You got to remember, we don't know what's on the other side of the door that's going to come out at us, so... You know, you're saying send a cute little blonde. I mean, if she could take care of someone coming at her with a crowbar, that's cool, you know?
Right, she's got to learn Krav Maga to do that. But now, speaking of what's on the other side, you know, Joe, you've been shot five times.
Yeah.
And wow.
And Joe's been shot, and then you had a dog, and your dog's name was Blackjack. And why don't you tell us about that night when you got shot and you came home with, and Blackjack was there waiting for you?
Well... You know, we get into bad situations, and I got into a bad situation where I was set up by some people that, you know, were supposedly on my side, and they held me, and they, you know, I tried to fight it out, but I got shot five times, and they were holding me. I fought my way out of that situation, and I couldn't go to the hospital because, you know, quite frankly, if I was trying to take somebody out, the first for them to come to the hospital and finish the job, so... Couldn't go to the hospital, so I went to, you know, I went to a place where I could go and patch myself up a little bit. And, you know, in those situations, you know, you got to sit tight because you don't know who you could trust. And when I was there, the only person that was there with me, which I really didn't notice at the time, was my dog. And I knew that he wasn't going to let anything happen to me if it had anything to do with him and vice versa. So I didn't get much sleep that night, neither did he. But nobody was coming after me because the dog was there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, what kind of dog was Blackjack?
Rottweiler.
A Rottie.
135 pounds.
I love a Rottie. Now, you know, it's funny, Tamara, because Big Ant, okay, Big Ant, when you watch the clips of Big Ant, he says, Big Ant, how tall are you?
6'1".
6'1". How many tattoos do you have?
Enough.
You're both count. And it's the funniest thing because here is this 6'1" guy with covered in tattoos feeding rabbits. So, Ant, why don't you tell us about growing up on the farms in Italy?
Well, you know what? That's where respect starts. You know, when you're a kid and you grow up respecting, you know, animals, you grow up respecting people, and then you know... Who to give it to and who not to give it to. That's very important, you know, and that's a life like that. You know what to do for the future.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you sound like a gentle giant. You know, you've got such a big heart. You know, I mean, really, these little critters, these amazing animals are really like man's best friend. And how beautiful that you're out there defending the ones that are voiceless.
Yes, well, they're voiceless and they're defenseless, okay? And that's where we come in. That's why we're about, okay? You pick on something defenseless, okay, so now try picking on us.
Right.
Yeah. No one's going to pick on you guys.
Well, you know what it is? 100% of all the serial killers, pedophiles, and rapists all started off abusing animals.
You know, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, we just, Oprah just had a show on the other day, Tamara, about this serial killer. And he started off with hanging kittens from a clothesline and burning cats in a garbage can. And his daughter, you know, I'm sorry?
Yeah, if we would have got to him first, he wouldn't have been doing what he's doing now.
Exactly.
He would have straightened him out from the beginning.
You know, the first thing Dr. Phil said was, those are red flags. And, you know, the wife was too scared. Everyone is too scared. But you know what? Don't be too scared, because that's what Rescue Inc. is there for. They're there for if you're too scared to face up to these people, they'll come and do it for you. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what's kind of scary, too, because being a social worker for 11 years, that was one of the telltale signs if any of the children were abusing animals. That was a sign that they would grow up to be abusers, to be serial killers, to have sociopath, behavior in their background like that. Is the first thing was hurting animals. And it's so nice to know that you guys are out there standing in the gap saying, no way, the buck stops with me. You're not going to hurt them. You want someone to pick on, you pick on me.
Well, you know what it is? Every time we go and we educate an abuser, we feel, we've just saved a woman or a child's life in that whole process.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, speaking of processes, I've got a Twitter update because we're all over the place. And someone said about the show with the piranhas, they said, how was that to rescue? What is this Twitter? They said it was so interesting to watch them rescue piranhas.
Oh.
Well, it's not always about rescuing the animals. It's about taking the animals and the people out of a bad, dangerous situation. See, if they watched the show, you saw there was little kids there.
Of course.
And piranhas are known to be pack-type animals, and they will go after something if they're hungry enough. And you got these little kids sticking their hands in the tank. It's a tragedy going to happen. So not only are we there to help the animals, we're there to help the children, too. We try to help everybody.
Of course. Now, speaking of children, my niece Lily is addicted to your show, and she is an absolute horse lover, as all we are in this family. We're big horse people, and there's that one episode, I think she's must have watched it now, how many times, all the hits on the site are probably from her, about the foals. Y'all rescued some foals in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's 8 years old, and the first thing she said when she saw that, she said, Uncle Max, I want to sponsor a foal. So I know that money is a big aspect to Rescue Inc., and donations are always accepted. Is there a way that, let's say someone can't afford, to sign a big check, but they want to possibly buy, like from that lady, a horse? Are you guys still involved in doing that?
Yes, we are, but, it takes a lot of money to do that. But every single dollar somebody sends to us goes to rescue an animal. So if somebody wants to help us out, they could go to our website, which is Rescue Inc. Inc. is spelled INK.org. And you could donate to us, and you go to our MySpace pages and our Facebook pages and join them and be part of Rescue Inc. And do what you can to help us out and help the animals out.
Wow.
Now, right now you're on the East Coast. Is there a number? Let's say that someone sees an animal being abused in the New York tri-state area. Is there a number that someone can call you on to report it?
Yeah, the number is on the website, which I said is rescueinc.org. And, you could turn around and go on there and you could state if there's a problem or not. However, right. If you wanted to just give us a call, it's 1-800-510-7355. And that's the hotline. That'll go directly to Mary. Mary will, one of our volunteers, me, Big Ant, is there. We answer the phones as well.
Absolutely. Now, you guys took on a pit bull that was in an awful fighting situation. And his name went from Ribbon to Rebel. Is he still your mascot over there at the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's our mascot. That's our dog. Uh-huh. He's been through enough. So we feel like, he got a second chance at life with us, and so did we. So we belong together, so we didn't want to adopt him out.
Tamara, I'm going to send you the clip, Tamara. There's this dog, Ribbon, and he was involved in, it's a huge, awful thing, this pit bull fighting association.
Ooh.
That's really what they are. And this dog, they cropped his ears, they cut them off, and the poor dog was just completely maimed. How's he doing now, by the way?
They didn't crop his ears. His ears were ripped off.
That's
why his name was Ribbon. He was there was a big bust in Kentucky, and this dog in the freezing snow and everything, and the Humane Society up there didn't know what to do with him, so they gave us a call, and we said, listen, I told Mary, whatever they need, give it to them. Mary was like, they're going to want money. We have no money. I said, whatever they need, give it to them. I said, if I have to drive down there and pick them up, I'll drive down there and pick them up. And we have these people up here called ARF, Animal Rescue Flyers. Mm-hmm. They actually flew some of us down there on this little tiny plane that, forget about it, the plane was so small you had to go outside to change your mind.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was small. We were going twice the speed of smell.
Right.
It was bad. The lady rolled down the window. She was waving ducks to fly by because they were passing us up. That's how small this plane was.
And you took that trip with G, right?
Yeah, and we picked up Ribbon, brought him back. He was a mess. I mean, when I say a mess, he was a mess. And with a little TLC and a couple of vet visits, now he was a little underweight now from hanging out with us, right, Andy? He's a little overweight.
Yeah, he's a little overweight now, yeah.
So he's doing well? Because someone wanted to know how he's doing.
He's doing great.
Rebel the mascot. Rebel the mascot. Now, you know, guys, my dog was hit 2 days before Thanksgiving by a car. We had a house guest staying here, and, you know, she opened the door and let him out. And it was quite devastating for us, especially my niece, you know, who's only 8 years old. What advice do you give to people who have lost a pet?
Well, I return a lot of emails and things and try to comfort people that write in and lose their animals. And I always start off by, like, saying, I'm very sorry for your loss. You know, it's very difficult when you have somebody waiting at your house all the time when you come home, and they're always happy to see you no matter what happens during the day, or no matter how much money you have or anything. The animals are so happy to see you, you know, when you walk through that door. Somebody told me one time, I want to be the person that my dog thinks I am, you know?
Yeah.
And that's unconditional love, and to have, you know, that taken away from you in a split second is terrible. It's terrible pain. But you always, you know, you could always do whatever you got to do for another dog. And just had a...
Yeah, I just,
you know,
had a... I just actually had to put a dog down, my dog, and he was, you know, he's part of the family. He's 14 years old, and she was still with me through hard times, good times, bad times. She was there, so... 14 years old, she had to be put down. But you know what? I see it like this, okay? Mm-hmm. She had a great, great life, okay?
Yeah.
Now she gave a chance for somebody else to have a great life also. You know what I mean? Like, now I can also get another dog and give him a great life too, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's definitely a hard loss. But it's a chance for someone else to have a life also. You know, somebody, you know, it's just, you know, there's dogs in the shelters. They're just sitting there waiting for someone to help them out. Now I have the opportunity to help one of them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tamara, big dog. You got Benji, Tamara. How's Benji doing tonight?
Benji is absolutely amazing, and my heart goes out to you too, Max, in that I know it's so difficult to lose that unconditional love. Like what he was just talking about, he's always happy to see you in the good times, the bad times, they're always there. And to really just know that love is not gone, you know, that just, it's kind of changing form, and how beautiful that form of love can show up in another form, but at the same time to always honor what you did have. And like he was talking about, what a beautiful life your dog was able to have with you, and it's still going to be hard, but at the same time, just knowing that love that dog had back for you, it's not gone.
Right.
It's just, it's still out there, it's still available, and it's all around you. In fact, even more in a bigger way.
Yes.
Well, you know, I received a great book called Dog Heaven, and I totally, you know, I promote this book on all ends because it's about where dogs go, and it's a beautifully illustrated book. And everyone, if you know someone who's gone through the loss of a pet, and the holidays are here, and some people don't have family, and the pet was the only thing they had, get them this book, Pet Heaven, Dog Heaven it's called. It's for dogs, Dog Heaven. So this is especially for dog people. But speaking of books, I hear that Rescue Inc., you guys got a book too. What's your book about?
We had 10 guys save countless dogs, cats, 12 horses, 5 pigs, 1 duck, and a few turtles. Is that enough?
Wow.
Yeah, that sums it all up. And your book right now, you can get that directly on your website as well, rescueinc.org.
You get it everywhere. You get it on Amazon. You get any bookstore you go into. Go online, just put Rescue Inc., you know, and the book will pop up.
The book goes really into details. Yeah, it goes into details of, you know, how we met, how we became Rescue Inc., and about our lives. It goes into a lot of details. You should really read it.
Mm-hmm. It's why we do what we do.
You sure do. And, you know, everyone is so anticipating your second season. You just finished, the first season just finished airing, and your second season, I know you guys are, you're almost done with it. It's going to air in 2010, so in just a couple of months, but everyone is so excited about this new season.
We got some crazy stuff going on. We got the biggest animal abuse and child abuse case in Suffolk County in the last 40, 50 years that we broke.
We
got things coming up left and right. It's crazy out there.
Wow.
It sure is.
You know, that's got to be really rewarding for you to just go into a situation where there are the helpless and the defenseless. And for you to go in as this massive person that just says, okay, where's the trouble? I'm here to just...
Very, very difficult to keep you cool.
I bet.
Very, very difficult. Very challenging.
I bet. But, I mean, just the force of your presence has got to just have an enormous impact and be extremely rewarding for you to be able to have that kind of impact.
Yeah, well, it is, but get it.
You know, we see some horrible, you know, some very horrible things, but, you know, and people say, I can't believe, you know, I can't watch, I can't this. You know, the thing is we look at it like this. We think of the end result. Okay,
yes.
That's what we think of when we get that animal in a home or in a sanctuary. We think of the end result when the animal's okay. You know what I mean? We don't think about the then and there. We think about how he's going to do and how his future's going to be.
Wow.
So that's what gets us going, you know?
Yeah, we have a case right now that worked on the one I was telling you. There's six little girls and one boy that for 10 years their mother was abusing them. Their mother was... buying animals and playing with them for a little while, and then she got through with them. She'd give them to the kids, and she'd make the kids torture and kill them and bury them in the backyard.
Geez.
This has been going on for 10 years. These kids have been reaching out to everyone, Child Protective Services, the police, SPCA.
Wow.
Everybody let them down, everybody, for the last 10 years. This
wow.
officer said, you know, he goes, is this Rescue Inc.? I said, yes. He goes, the guys from the TV show? I said, yes. He goes, you know, I don't know what to do anymore. You guys are my last hope. Listen to the conversation. Within an hour, we were all there.
My God.
We put this on the fast track to fixing it real quick.
And you guys fixed it.
Well, you'll find out how a couple of street guys could take care of
years and years of abuse, right?
Over 10 years.
Wow. Rescue Inc.
God.
To the rescue. There you go.
So that gives me goosebumps.
Everyone, check out National Geographic. Check your local listings. Check your local times. Go to National Geographic's also, because they'll tell you when the show's coming out. And, of course, rescueinc.org is the place to be. You guys, since the holiday is here, and I know that we have a lot of generous listeners, please go over there and donate, because the only way that these guys can continue is with donations. You know, TV is great and all, but at the end of the day, the buck is still green, and they need the funds to help them continue this mission that they have going. Right, guys?
Well, it's like this. It's like you got to remember, your donation gets us on the front doorstep of an abuser's house, okay? So it really matters. You're really helping out, believe me.
Yeah. It puts that dollar puts a little gas in our tanks to get us to where we got to go.
Wow!
It puts food in a dog's, you know, in a starving dog's mouth. It puts shelter in somebody's yard that can't afford shelter for their animal. You know, it does a lot. It buys medicine. It gets us to where we got to go. We get a lot of donations, but you know, the TV show, everybody thinks you get rich off a TV show. TV
and
show pays us nothing. They pay us nothing, but it gets the word out there. Times as much cases with the same amount of people donating money and the money out of our pockets. So it's very, very stressful on our families, and you'll see that in this second season. You'll see the stress. You'll see the arguments. You'll see the turmoil that we go through to try to get things done, where some members, you know, can't get there. Some members show up more than others. It's very trying, but we're Rescue Inc. Our core members are still there, and we're still going strong.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Well, you guys, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. I'm sure that, you know, we're going to get some great responses. I'm still getting emails. Actually, I have a funny email from two Nikkis, Nikki 1 and Nikki 2. Nikki 1 wants to know if G is single, and Nikki 2 wants to know if Johnny is single.
Who? They want to know what?
They want to know if you're single.
They want to know. They want to know if Johnny O is single or if G is single.
Johnny O is single and G is not single.
So
we don't
want
to talk about too many things. You know what I mean? Personal life.
I hear you. But we have two Nikkis that absolutely think that are in love with them. I would imagine because we just got a Twitter from them. So thank you, Nikkis, and there you go. But stay tuned to the show because that's where you're going to find out what's going on. This new season, you're going to get a deeper look into the lives of Rescue Inc. as they continue their journey to really help the animals out there, to help the voiceless, to help the animals that love you, regardless if you don't love them. So on that note, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. We so much appreciate you taking the time to come on Max and Friends tonight and spread the word of Rescue Inc., and we want to get you some donations. So we're going to work on that for you.
Yes, and thank you so much for answering the call and your passion on the inside. That does what you're doing. I mean, thank you for what you do.
You got it. Thanks for having us on.
We salute you both. And do you guys have any appearances coming up real quick?
We're all over the place, man. We're all over the place.
So just check it out on Rescue Inc.
We just got back from Germany. So
we're
all over the world right now. Our TV show is playing in 161 countries, 26 different languages right now. So it's
way
back for our second season, yeah.
You know, there's a saying, my friends, that goes, what you're looking for is looking for you. And that's really, you guys are looking for these animals, and I think these animals are looking for you. So hopefully this will continue for you. Well, it's not hopefully. We know it's going to continue because it's your passion. So we salute you, and we appreciate you, and we want you guys to have a wonderful holiday season. I'm really going to work on getting some donations for you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks,
all right, enjoy your evening, guys. Thanks again.
All right.
Thanks again.
Have a good night. That was Joe Pants and Big Ant from Rescue Inc., everyone. Check them out at rescueinc.org. Donate, donate, donate is the key word for tonight for them. And check out National Geographic. Go online. Watch them because you know what? These guys are going to come and shake you. You touch a pet, you better watch out. So this show, you know, having them on, Tamara, was to say, don't mess with the animals because these guys are they're bad boys, what you going to do? They're the real bad boys. What you going to do when they come for you? But, you know, through this, I also have some great guests coming on. Mm-hmm. I have Francesca coming on, and she has a wonderful friend of mine. She's the one who made this possible tonight because she emailed Rescue Inc. and Mary, and Francesca and I both share a love for animals, I think, to the extreme that Rescue Inc. does. And I have Francesca on right now, who is the mother of one of my favorite dogs, Bachi. Welcome, Francesca.
Hello, Max. How are you? Max, my thoughts are with you and your family as you miss sweet Spencer. They don't go quietly, these dogs. We cry for them, and my heart's with you.
Thank you.
But I always admired your great spirit and your passion for the things you care about and how you're inspired to move forward beyond sadness, even from this tragic experience of your own.
Yes.
And, wow, it was great to listen to Rescue Inc. They're stellar guys.
I felt almost intimidated talking to them, and I'm in a studio.
Oh, they're just so solid. They're just wonderful, wonderful guys. And I know that you and I are going to go on and on about how much we admire their mission. I just think it's beautiful. It really
is. And you know what? It's not mission impossible either. It's mission very possible when these guys show up because, look, how many years? I can't wait to see season two. How many years was this abuse going on and they found these guys?
Absolutely. And, you know, one by one, case by case, they're getting this done. And the one case that they were talking about in Suffolk County, I'm familiar with it just, you know, by listening to the news reports on it. And it's a really, really shocking case. And these guys are responsible for cracking it open. It's unbelievable.
You see?
It's fantastic.
Wow.
Yes. Really fantastic.
Yeah. Now, why don't you tell us about, you had Opus. Opus was a German Shepherd. And you got Opus for quite some time. Why don't you tell us about Opus's story?
Well, Opus was my first German Shepherd, and losing Opus was like losing the greatest gift I was ever given in my life. My husband, Charlie, gave me Opus for my birthday via Matthew Margolis, who's a really wonderful dog trainer out there in California. And he came into our lives at a really pivotal time, and he became our guru. He really did. He just had such integrity. He had strength. He was honest. He was stoic. He was just a really, really noble dog. And he became a therapy dog at the nursing home where my late mother spent her last days in decline with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And just brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. Did a dog to enter my life and partner with me, you know, just going around the nursing home and learning how important animal-assisted therapy was. So mm-hmm. when he was diagnosed with cancer and died 3 weeks later, it was absolutely devastating. It was incredible. I slept right next to him in my kitchen in his last days, and when the vet came to give him final mercy, I had his eyes right glued to mine, and I saw, I was telling Max, I saw when the essence of life left his eyes, and it was so peaceful. Oh. And I call him my guru because he really dispelled my fear of death through his calm, courage, and bravery. Oh. And he prepared me really for losing my mom and other losses because he was just such a such a noble creature.
Wow.
So, but you know, more importantly, 2 weeks after Opus passed, I had a lot of, you know, ambivalence about getting another dog, and a friend arranged a grief therapy session to have me visit with a litter of German Shepherd puppies, and of course it was a setup. That's where Bocce came into our lives.
And Bocce.
Bocce, the Botch we call him. And Bocce soon enlightened and dispelled the guilt myth in my own head because he's his own special soul and his own special essence, and you don't replace one with another. So, you know, there's no need to feel guilty when you have this loss. There's so many needy dogs and cats that need homes and need love and need care. There's only one thing wrong with them. They don't live long enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I know. You know, we have to love as many of them as we can.
As possible. And you know what? That's the perfect time to say, if you're looking for a pet and you're on the East Coast, there's a great organization called Adopt a Dog in Greenwich, Connecticut. I know they have a little bit of an overflow right now of animals, so go check them out there. And, of course, if you're on the West Coast, there's always the ASPCA. So you guys, you know what, consider getting an animal from a shelter this year. You don't have to go to a breeder. It's not the look anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even for those that, you know, aren't able to take another animal into their lives for, you know, one practical reason or another, even volunteering in some small way in your local shelter makes such a big difference. You know, the animals will never let you down. They'll always put a smile on your face and put anything in life right into perspective. And it's brought so much joy into my life, and I've got my dogs to thank for that. You know, they bring me so much joy than I could ever bring than I could ever bring them. They're just they're the best.
Well, I just love your Bocce. He's one of my favorite dogs.
He's crazy for Max. He's crazy. Loves her.
And you know what's so sad, Francesca? You know, I had my German Shepherd in Italy, Rolf.
Yes.
Rolf died this year. Spencer died this year, and we had two horses that died this year. So I said, I have an abundance of animal angels on my side right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, you do. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard about the story. I don't know who is the author, but there's the famous story called Rainbow Bridge. And it's a story, I'm sure, on the internet, if anyone wants to look it up. It's a story about where there's an empirical belief of where animals go after they leave this world. So it's inspiring, and it's very soothing to read for anyone that's recently lost a pet. And from what I understand, there's a lot of pet bereavement groups that people can actually tap into on the internet. There's so many ways of getting through pet loss, and just the show you're doing tonight, I'm sure it's touching a lot of people that are feeling soothed by the fact that you guys are, you know, creating a venue of understanding. You they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
They're just such amazing creatures, and all we can do is just extend ourselves to more of them.
Yes.
And that's all we can do. And I hope that Sweet Spencer is
Spencer is in Rainbow's Bridge. And for everyone who wants
yes,
to know about Rainbow's Bridge, Rainbow's Bridge is just the side of heaven, is a place called Rainbow's Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, the pet goes to Rainbow's Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run around and play together. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. And to find out more about Rainbow's Bridge, go to rainbowsbridge.com and you can read the rest of the poem there. My favorite quote is from Dog Heaven, said, "When dogs go to heaven, God doesn't give them wings because he knows they'd love to run around."
That is absolutely beautiful. Max, how many puppies did Spencer sire? Doesn't he have
generation
of puppies?
What's quite funny, you know, is that we got a dog from a rescue who's a little Pomeranian who is supposed to be fixed. And Spencer, in his old age of, 12 years old or 11 when we got this Coco, I guess was so excited to finally have a female in the house. He did his thing, and we got one puppy. And then we got one puppy, and then we got two more puppies, and now we have Spencer's legacy. But before we go anywhere, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
How are you?
Hi, Carrie.
Good, how are you? Hi.
What's going on?
I'm just a fan of Kelly Mantle. Is he on?
No, not now, but we're on. we're doing a show on pets right now.
On cats?
On animals. You see, I love live radio, Francesca and Tamara, because you never know who you're going to get.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, on cats. We do. Tonight it's on every animal that's out there. But Francesca, I want to thank you so much for coming on and telling us about Opus and Bocce and for letting everyone know about Rainbow Bridge.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to you about my favorite subject, animals.
Mine too.
I just send you guys warmest regards for a beautiful, beautiful holiday season and just peace and all good things.
Yes, and Francesca, thank you so much for sharing that story about being with your dog, Opus, in those last days, because, I mean, that is such courage on your part, and it really warms our hearts to know that that's what's available for us in that kind of connection is, you know, we cross over and then continue to expand in love.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. It was my pleasure, and have a great holiday, guys.
Thanks. You too, Francesca. I love you so much.
Love you too, dear Max. Be well.
You too. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Bye now.
Oh, Tamara, I don't know how I'm getting through this show without crying.
I know, man.
I'm not radio girl because my eyes are tearing up and I'm fanning them as we speak.
But, bless your heart.
You know, I've got to give a shout out to John DeGrazia. We've had him on our show before. He's tuning in tonight. Everyone's tuning in tonight because they want to hear, you know, how to deal with the loss of a pet. And just everyone loves Rescue Inc., so they're tuning in for that. But there's nothing better than when someone takes something that's sad or a sad moment in their life and turns it into something positive, productive. Don't you love that, Tamara?
Oh, I do. I do. Because you know what? We all have that story. And it's a story, really.
Well, you know what's great about the next person that we have coming on?
Mm-hmm.
She had a dog named Sasha. My friend Terry had a dog named Sasha. And when Sasha died, Terry and I get very emotional over dog's deaths. She's going to be on... Sasha's story. But wait till you hear how incredible she handled the situation and what she did in Sasha's name. So, Terry, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Maxie.
Hi. Mm-hmm. My Terry.
Hi. I've been listening to everything, and boy, those guys from Rescue Inc. are unbelievable.
Well, I think you're unbelievable because let me tell you, Tamara, Terry has a little... fantastic wine shop in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Wow!
I do. And Sasha was our mascot at our wine store.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, why don't you tell us about Sasha's story and what you've done in her name?
Well, I had Sasha for 9 years. I got her when she was 3. She passed away at 12. And I needed her to be with me every single day because I needed to heal her since she was abused. And after she passed away, I wanted to do something absolutely wonderful for animals. Mm-hmm. And I found a winery that had a wonderful Chardonnay, a Cabernet, and a Merlot. And I created a label, and I wrote the back label dedicated to Sasha and dedicated to all of the animals that need homes and need people and need healing.
Mm-hmm.
And for every case of wine, $12 of this wine that I have created goes to the local animal shelters. So no matter where you live or where you are, whatever animal shelter you are involved with, and here for us in Greenwich, right now it's Adopt a Dog, every $12 of every 12 bottles goes to that facility. Now, I wish that I could give them $1 million, but I can't because I don't have it. And I would take all those animals and put them here in my backyard.
But you know what? It's the steps that we take that make the profound difference in life. And I think it's so admirable that you took Sasha's situation and turned it into such a positive outcome. Everyone, go to Horseneck. One word, horseneck.com. You can buy it directly online. And this wine has been getting some amazing reviews, my friend Terry.
Yeah, it's called Sasha Ridge Winery.
And you've got
I got to tell you,
yeah.
the wines are great. I would not have put Sasha's name on that wine unless it was something that I would insist that I would drink myself.
And how many years have you been in business?
20 years. The store's been there 75 years. 75 mm-hmm. years. I've had it for 20 years.
So you know your wine.
And I know my wine.
You know your
it's
wine.
It's my passion. It is absolutely my passion.
But, Tamara, isn't that so cool that Terry took the passing of Sasha and said, you know what, I'm going to do a wine after my dog.
That is incredible. You know,
and
I mean,
you know, it's available to anyone anywhere in the country. Anybody that would like to participate with us, they'll be more than happy because, you know, I can't be everywhere, but I'd like to be. I'd love to give to whatever animal societies want me.
Rescue Inc.
Rescue Inc. And matter of fact, you mentioned the ARF, the Animal Rescue.
Yep.
People. I met with them 2 weeks ago. About trying to, because I have a little airplane, and I want to, I've talked with Adopt a Dog about donating my airplane to them or donating my services to ARF, and using my airplane for their pilots to pick up dogs wherever, because it's a Mooney, so it's a fast plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get to these locations a little quicker than some of the airplanes that they use. And so I'm looking forward to, in the future, letting them have the airplane to go and pick up these animals that need homes.
Don't you love her, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Look at that heart.
It's the biggest heart in the whole world. And let me tell you, it's, you know, Tamara, we've been talking about Max's favorite things coming up. And, you know, we have that show coming up next Sunday, My Favorite Things Giveaway. And, you know, my vodka is going to be there. And it's because of Terry that really my vodka is in existence. I got to let you know that.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
I adore Terry, not only on the animal level, but on a friendship level, on a business partnership level. And I just all together, I hug you right now. I love you, Terry. I could, like, start crying for Terry right now.
And you know, we're going to tie the vodka in with the animal thing, too, Maxie.
We are.
How about that? If I donate some funds of every bottle of your vodka that's sold, we give to Adopt a Dog. What do you think?
I'm down with it. Let's do it.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
I'm in.
You know I'm in.
I'm in.
We'll do whatever we got to do to raise funds for the holidays.
Yes, we will.
For the first 3 months, like, can we give it to Rescue Inc. since you're going to do your wine with?
Do anything you want.
I love that.
I'm going to give it to Rescue Inc. for the first couple of months. How's that?
And do whatever you want. We can set something up. Sasha Ridge too with them, because these guys sound extremely serious and need some help.
Yeah, yes. They definitely need funding. But you know what? What a better way to give by drinking. So get your drink on, everyone, and go to horsenecklife.com and know that when you buy Sasha Ridge, that you are buying, you're donating to animals. So get your drink on, enjoy your spirits for the holidays, and know that every dollar spent on Sasha Ridge wine is going to help animals. How does that sound?
I love that.
All right, Terry. Well, I love and adore you. We're going to have to let you go because we're almost going to have to wrap this show up, Tamara.
I can't believe it, Max. I mean, it's just flown by.
So, Terry, you have a wonderful holiday, and I'll come and see you this week.
You got it.
All right, my
Thanks,
friend.
Guys.
Horsenecklife.com. Terry, check her out. Give her a call. Order her wine. And know that every time you order the Sasha Ridge, that you're going to donate money to a local animal shelter. Tamara, don't you
That's
love
right.
that?
Thank you.
Terry,
thank you, Max.
Thank
all right,
you
Terry.
So
have a great
much.
Night.
Oh, nice to speak with all of you.
Yes,
Sweet
bless
dreams.
Your heart.
All right.
For all you do.
I will continue.
Good night. Thanks.
Good night.
And we will continue here on Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. My friend Tamara, wasn't this a great show, inspiration for the pet lovers?
Max, it's incredible. I mean, really, I mean, there's kindred spirits with people who love animals. There really is. Yeah. And you could tell by the show tonight. I mean, look at the hearts that are just reaching out to you for your loss, too. And it's just, it's delicious.
And our dear friend Rolanda Watts was going to be here tonight.
Oh, right.
She was traveling tonight because Homegirl is on a mission right now. And, you know, when Rolanda did our show, her dog passed away as well. So literally the day she did our show, she came home and found out her dog was dead. And she still did our show. And I love Rolanda so much just for being the person who she is. I appreciate her so much. And I came up with an amazing quote, Tamara, that's called, "Close your eyes and imagine me, and that will be the next time you see me." And that's what I told myself when little Spencer died, that every time I close my eyes, that will be the time I see him.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, Tamara, we've got to go on to a positive note. Spencer, do your thing up in heaven for me because the vodka is available too at horseneck.com. But the wine is there. But we've got Max's favorite things. Drum roll. Coming up next Sunday, December 13th. Talk Radio.
That is going to be a fantastic show,
I've
my dear.
I've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of giveaways, and the only way you're going to win is if you call in to 323-203-0815, the number at LA Talk Radio. Tamara, wait till you see what I've got up my sleeve for you next Sunday, my friend.
I can't wait.
LA you're Talk all- Radio, this is Max and Friends. Well, listen, you give your Benji a big hug tonight. Let's get playing. I'm giving you all a holiday song tonight. It's going to play us out into the next show. Stay tuned for CBS News after us. We've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who's our Santa's favorite animal. Ronan, pull that up. Tamara, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Friends,
LA Talk Radio.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it grows.
Like a hot rat. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him name.
Rudolph.
Listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.